We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. Good morning, everyone. We welcome you inside the Leffel School here in Hartsdale, New York, for youth basketball on a Sunday morning. And for the first time, Boomslang Basketball Club comes to Rob Casting Radio, and we're happy to have you along. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Well, we'll see what we've gotten ourselves into here with these two teams this morning. This is the Zero Gravity Halloween Hoops Fest. And for Boomslang, they went 1-1 yesterday, getting a win against Empire Youth Athletics in day one of the tournament. Their game this morning is against Bourne Leaders Basketball, and a win in this one will send them to the championship game this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I'm told that will be up in Yorktown Heights, up at the northern end of Westchester County. So we look forward to it. First time going around here, I'm told it was going to be a 10 o'clock start, so we fired up the broadcast nice and early, and it looks like the teams are heading toward their respective sidelines. Bourne Leaders have already made their way out onto the court in green uniforms, and Boomslang will come out and join them. They are in white with a lighter blue, and Nelly's going to go for the opening tip. So we are all set to go on a nice Sunday morning, chilly day in lower Westchester County, but not a problem since we're inside, comfortable. All set to go. Looks like Boomslang will go from right to left. Olivia was initially standing in the backcourt. She had to go into the front court. And we are underway off that opening tip. Bounces right over to the sideline, trying to keep it in, and it goes out of bounds. It was controlled by Bourne Leaders. So just underway, only 6 seconds gone by. And Olivia will inbound it from the far side, right in front of her own bench. She deals it off. Into the front court it goes, turning around. Up top is Zoe. Zoe feeds to the elbow. That's put up by Nelly. No good. A second try is bounced around. Rolls along the baseline. And Boomslang trying to get the offense going. But Olivia stepped on the line on the sideline. It goes out of bounds. So inbounded from the baseline. This is the home of the Lions. Into the front court it goes. Contact along on the wing, goes to the baseline now. Sent along to the right wing. Dishing back out. Pull-up jumper no good from 15. Rattled around and picked up by Valerie for Boomslang. They go from right to left. With a minute gone here in the first. Stepping inside, it's lobbed into the lane. Turning around is Ella. Ella out to the right side for Nelly. Nelly drives in off glass. And then it rode the cylinder for a moment. Wouldn't fall. A second try brings it back. And it's stripped away by Bourne Leaders. Trying to get the fast break going from left to right. A couple of fakes. Turning, sending along the baseline. Goes into the corner. And play is halted. So back it comes. Zoe driving the point, brings it across. Her pull-up try is no good. And it'll go the other way. Little unsettled to get things going as it goes out of bounds at the other end. So no score with 1:59 gone here in the first. And a pull-up jumper. Now we've got some points as Bourne leaders hits to make it 2-0. Zoe into the front court. She's got it up top, goes to the elbow. Drives along the blocks, turns around. Gives it back out toward Nelly. Nelly goes up top. Swings over toward the wing. Good feed down low to the baseline, but that got rejected and turned around by Bourne leaders. They lead 2-0 with 11:20 to go here in the first. Looking along the sideline, knocked around and stolen away by Olivia. She'll bring it back up, moving from right to left in the white with the blue. Sends down, turning, a wild shot thrown up by Nelly. That was just a long-distance rainbow that didn't quite have it. Sent along the wing. Zoe's got it. She'll play it toward the elbow as she steps between the circles. Looked inside, driving down low. Good defense by Bourne leaders. And along the baseline, trying to steal it back is Valerie. She gets it, but an errant pass will take it the other way. Bourne leaders into the front court it goes. They still have it, just alongside of the Lion as it's stolen by Zoe. Good break and a one-on-one. She goes down, tries to throw it up from the blocks. That got rejected and turned right back around by Bourne leaders. Good drive here, thrown up out in front, no good, and settled back down off the miss by Valerie of Boomslang. 2-0 the score, 10:14 to go in the first. A little chant of defense and a pass that was off the mark goes back the other way for Bourne leaders. They bring it down, had what they wanted, but did not take the pull-up. Now from the baseline, that's off the rim, no good. Rolls around, played back out, turning. Bourne leaders gets the rebound from way out there. That's no good off to the right. And it goes out. Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? So still 2-0. Bourne leaders, by the way, the home team. And it looks like Boomslang wants a timeout. Ron and Jessica are their coaches. So a timeout on the floor. Now, they don't use the big scoreboard. And quite often in youth basketball, if you don't know, that what they often do is they bring in really a portable scoreboard. So that's the case here. So this is our first go-around. Could be the first of many that we'll do. We'll see how it all works out schedule-wise. But we're still getting used to things, so this is something that just kind of came together, and we're giving it a shot. But fun to get out on a Sunday morning and get into Westchester County to watch some basketball. First basketball broadcast in probably 7 or 8 months. We have, I believe, 12:31 remaining in the first. Or 13, no, 9:31. There we go. The girls were blocking me because that's what they do. They set up a table at center court with a lit scoreboard on it. It just has things like team fouls and time remaining, the score, information like that. Very basic. I've even seen where they bring, the old flip card style. Ball will be inbounded by Isla along the near side. She bounces it in. It was Aaron. Goes right back out of bounds. So she'll do it all over again. Bourne leaders, very quick hands. This time a smaller inbound comes into Zoe. She drives, steps inside, gets down near the baseline, turns to the side of the blocks. On the left side, left wing it goes. Out for Nelly. Nelly tries to dish down low in a 2-0 game. 9:11 remaining in the first. Bourne leaders takes it back. Driving left to right, but stolen away. Quick hands also for Boomslang. Zoe and a whistle from behind. looks like it will go in favor of Born Leaders. Green, white, and then they've got pink writing on the front. And the numbers as well in pink. Think Boston Celtics if they were to wear pink as their accent color. And an errant pass stolen away. Good hands by Isla to get it back. She looks to drive. Settling it down as she goes to the blocks. Her pull-up is blocked. Turning around is taken back from by Born Leaders. 8:25 remaining. 2-0 the score so far. Looking to the right side along the wing. Spinning there. The hands again. Isla got a hand on it. And they'll call the jump ball. Keep in mind, they're fourth graders, so you expect things to be a little unsettled, but I love the effort. Isla right in the inbound face. Here's a turnaround. That's off the side of the rim by Born Leaders. That was no good. Bouncing along the left wing. Sent back out. Dishing into the lane it goes. That's no good off the pull-up. And taken back by Isla. Isla plays guard and forward. And with 8:15 remaining in the first, it's still 2-0. Born Leaders on top. On the spin around, left side, bounced over to the right side now. It's Isla all the way out near the wing. Now at the elbow, that's thrown up and no good by Boomslang. They hold on to it. Left wing comes up top, spins between the circles, looking. Bounce pass goes left over to Nelly. Nelly in the blocks, down low, looking for the tie. Spins along the baseline, nothing there, and a whistle. I believe they called a foul, but a non-shooting foul. It's on the floor. Boomslang will retain possession. Two officials on the floor covering everything. And look, we criticize officials a lot, but especially at this level, you thank them for their efforts. Inbound went right off a foot and back out of bounds. So still 2-0, 8 and change remaining in the first. Sent in it goes along the left side, staying along that baseline. It'll be walked back out. Now to the right side it goes. Lobbed back and taken, stolen away by Born Leaders. They got a hand on it. Twisting back, 6:44 remaining in the first. 2-0 the score, and we'll get a whistle. It was a foul in the front court. The inbound coming. Born Leaders has it out on the wing, trying to settle it right wing side. Driving baseline. Nice move there, but it goes underneath on her shot. Hit on the bottom of the cylinder and taken back by Boomslang with Zoe. Zoe into the front court. She drives to her left. Good look down low, and she ties the game on a layup. So the game all knotted up at 2. She just ran almost untouched around the entire defense and went for the easy layup, and a collision at center court will be a foul. You know, this is all about teaching. As the ball will be inbounded right in front of the scorer's table, and I believe we're going to get a timeout. For our Robcasting audience, you're probably new to understanding what this all is. Boomslang competes in the championship game in 3 out of the last 4 tournaments this season, winning the Zero Gravity Connecticut Showdown. They're Fairfield County's only all-girls basketball program based in Greenwich in Connecticut. The program's practices focus on fundamentals by professional coaches who push the game to be competitive in local tournament play and in practice and games. The entire learning process is done in a positive, fun learning environment, and we're trying to keep it fun as well. That's youth sports, and it's how it should be. 2-2 the score, 5:59 remaining in the first. Most of the roster actually plays more than one sport, many of them playing lacrosse. They play soccer, swimming, It's a very athletic group. And by the way, one of the little bullet points that was given to me is Boomsland Basketball Club is the only AAU program in the tri-state area with its own play-by-play broadcasts. We are not the first to broadcast their games. As on the inbound, a quick inbound results in two for Bourne Leaders, and they take a 4-2 lead. I know a couple of guys I'm familiar with have previously done their games, and now we're giving it a try. To the left side it goes. Boomsland from right to left. Zoe between the circles. Just lobs it up, and then a big high arcing shot from the left side from Molly is no good. So it's still 4-2 as Bourne Leaders grabs the rebound with 5:20 remaining here in the first. Sent ahead. A long shot is off the mark just to the left, but the rebound up, that's no good as well. A third try goes to the baseline. Sent back out, taken away, and controlled by Zoe, and she stepped out of bounds. That ball, the momentum was carrying her out of bounds, so that'll result in a turnover, and Bourne Leaders will get it back. They have a 4-2 lead with 5 minutes remaining in the first half. And driving down low, and a whistle. So the ball will be inbounded. Initially, I think Boomsland thought it was going to be their ball, but it'll be Bourne Leaders' ball. Trailing 4-2 with 4:55 remaining here in the first. Inbounded into the corner. Good defense there. I believe that's Isla defensively. Taken away, and it was Isla. Comes all the way back out looking. Nice swat to keep that ball, but it goes right back to Bourne Leaders throwing it up from the blocks. A second try up, no good. They get a third look as they spin out to the wing. Settling it again all the way, and what you're seeing are just multiple players swatting at it. And finally, Isla comes up with the ball, gives it to Zoe. And Boomsland will take it to try to tie the game up with 4:19 remaining in the first. Backed out. Nelly up top. Sends down low. That's off the mark and taken away. Coming back, here comes Bourne Leaders. They have a 4-2 lead, and an errant pass comes all the way back to Isla. She could almost go alone, but instead, defense caught up with her. And they snag it away, and Bourne Leaders will bring it back. 4-2 game, 3:49 remaining in the first, and up underneath, no good. Four Bourne Leaders, out of bounds it goes. Ball will be inbounded by the green, white, and pink of Bourne Leaders. Quick inbound, quick shot, no good from the left side, but an offensive board for the Leaders. It bounces around on the near side. That's the right wing, and a three coming off the mark. Another try. That's no good. A lot of chances, but turned right back, and now Boomsland able to get the rebound. Working from right to left across the timeline they go, shifting over to the left side. It went to Nelly, bounces off to the far side, played over there by Isla. She drives in, right wing, bounced around, and out. So inbounded and played by Zoe. Out to Nelly up top. Switches off. Isla along the baseline. Bounces around. Rolls right along the baseline. Didn't go out of bounds, as I believe Olivia was the one who picked it up. And out to get it near center court. It's turned over. So they've got numbers as it bounces away. And Bourne Leaders able to get it back in the right corner. Driving baseline and a foul. Still 4-2, 2:29 remaining here in the first. will get free throws. First one on the way. A little strong. Still 4-2, 2:29 remaining in the first. As I'm a terrible shot, I couldn't even imagine doing this when I was in fourth grade, although I would have tried. Second. That one she hits. It's a 5-2 lead. Zoe right across the line at center court. Heading left. Tried to get into the blocks. Now she gets down low, throws it up off the side of the backboard, stays alive, and Boomslang able to get it back. It was Zoe who did so. She has the 2 points for Boomslang, trailing 5-2. Now she's going to just haul it up herself, goes off the backboard, no good. A second try, sits around, and it's controlled by Bourne Leaders. They have a 5-2 lead, 1:47 remaining in the first. Long pass goes all the way down into the left blocks, thrown up underneath. That was an air ball, sits there along the wing and out of bounds. Isla goes over and retrieves it, gives it back to the official. And inbounded to Zoe. They've got to go the full court from right to left. 1:17 remaining here in the first of a 5-2 Bourne Leaders game. Driving in, sent into the lane. That's up, way up over top, and off the mark from Valerie. Good feed, good try. With 62 remaining in the first. Clock running in a 5-2 lead. Bourne Leaders up 3. Lob to the right side. In the Bourne Leaders end. They turn around, send it off to the left. Spinning back out. Sent further out to drive along the baseline. Isla then with the quick hands to come in, and they'll call a jump ball. Isla's the one player I got to talk to for a moment before the game. She was telling me how she had soccer yesterday, but she was ready to get in here and play some hoops today. 20 seconds remaining in the first, 5-2 the score. Sent back along to the right elbow. That ball got nudged along a foot. Not a kick ball, but as we get a whistle. And they rule it in favor of Bourne Leaders. Only 7 remaining here in the first of a 5-2 game. Driving coast to coast, down to the baseline. Time with 1, and that's it. Last I knew it was 5-2, they've put 6-2 on the board. Nope, they've put it back to 5-2, so that is our halftime score. This the Zero Gravity Halloween Hoop Fest. On what, of course, busy sports weekends in the fall, high school football going on. Not today, of course. Today's the big NFL day. There was a time when the Steelers and Eagles would have been a marquee game coming up this afternoon, but that's not the case. The Steelers not good this year. But the Giants and Jets, quite the talk of the region, as both teams are good this year. And both in action today. Game 2 of the World Series last night as well. That went in favor of the Astros. And I have to admit, having called football games both Friday and Saturday nights, I couldn't get through the full World Series game, so I sat part of that one out. Watched a large chunk of it, but eventually wound up heading to bed. Of course, the NFL has already kicked off at Wembley in London today, as we're at halftime of this Boomslang AAU basketball game. And it's Bourne leaders with a 5-2 lead. Bourne leaders have returned to the floor. And Boomslang will come out and join him in a moment. This is the home of the green and white, the Lions. And they've had success in some soccer and basketball success. Fairly certain I've called them in, I'm going to say soccer. Might have even been a year ago when we did a tournament over at Nyack High School. Might have been there. In any event, second half underway. Score is 5-2. Teams have switched sides, and again, as the ball bounces out, no one blew a whistle, but now they'll blow the whistle. But Bourne leaders came out, and they came out ready to shoot. And that has been their approach all along. Here, stepping in, up off glass, hit the cylinder. That was Nelly on the right wing try and a jump ball down low. Good effort by Valerie getting inside. One NFL score, Jacksonville leading Denver 10-0, second quarter in London. And the inbound comes in. It's Valerie who's able to pick it off. Out to Isla it goes. Lobs it across to the right side. Thrown up, no good by Zoe. And another jump ball will be called for. And a good effort. This time the arrow, of course, favoring Bourne leaders. But a good effort by Olivia to get the jump ball. 12:42 remaining here in the second. A 5-2 lead for Bourne leaders. And a whistle and a foul at the other end. To be inbounded and lobbed in. That ball off the mark and settled back down by Valerie. Gives to Isla, who's driving the point. Brings it across. Looking along the sideline. Sends it further back out. And twisted away, going back to Bourne leaders, but scooped right back up, and we'll get another jump ball. This one will now go in favor of Boomslang. 12:06 remaining, 5-2 the score. Isla on the inbound. She stops and pops, and that bounces out of bounds. Good effort, a lot of spirit from these young ladies today. 5-2 game. Boomslang will retain possession. On the inbound, controlled by Bourne leaders. They work into the front court. Bobbled for a moment, sits there, covered, and another jump ball. So that's now, I believe, four just in the second half alone. Inbounded, controlled, Bourne leaders. Ball sat there for a moment on the floor and nearly stolen by Zoe. Goes out to the right side, spun around on the left side to the wing. Sits there, and Bourne leaders able to retain possession. Ball changing hands a bunch of times, and there's jump ball number five. Love the effort. Nothing like kids who are engaged and giving it their all. And Isla brings it up. Sends it with a bounce pass to her right to Zoe as it goes out of bounds. Right into the front row of the stands. A dad waiting to scoop it up. And before we start play, there's an untied shoe. At least has been resolved. So it's Bourne Leaders basketball. They go from right to left. No points here in the second half. It's 5-2. Lobbed further out. Out on the perimeter. Turning and sent back just on the line. Sent to the elbow. That's the left elbow. Spinning back near the elbow. Now lobbed up top. Working in, back up top, stepping in between the circles, battle there, good defense, Olivia all over her. To the left side it goes, looking down into the blocks and stolen away. Back to Isla, ahead to Zoe. Zoe right side, stops, gives up top, settling as Isla. Isla stepping in near the elbow. Someone got a hand on it from Bourne Leaders, so that ball just kind of sat there and will get a jump ball. An inbound rolls right over to the sideline. Isla able to keep her foot off the line, and now they blow the whistle. Her foot just got on the line. It'll be Bourne Leaders. As Valerie checks out and Molly checks back in. Remember, so much going on at this time of year. This is thrown up off glass. Another try, and that's good for Bourne Leaders. They're able to make it 7-2. 8:49 remaining in the second. So much going on this time of year. Getting schedules clear for a full roster to show up is not always possible. But they've got plenty of players. This is a long-range shot that almost fell for Boomslang. Deep shot from Nelly. Nelly almost got it back off the pass on the left wing. Ball sits there. And Bourne Leaders comes away with it. They have a 7-2 lead with 8:19 remaining. Down to the baseline. That's no good. An air ball turned right back around by Molly. And the forward looks to bring it up. Ball bounced away. Bourne Leaders gets it back. A 5-point lead and a little bit of a fast break. And a rush shot, but it goes in to make it 9-2. Had an open look, decided to take it and hit from near the left elbow. Here's Zoe out on the right baseline. Sends all the way back out. Isla from way downtown. Able to get it controlled back. Molly had it but couldn't get a shot off. Nearly stolen away, and now it's taken back by Zoe. At the elbow, it rolls away from her. She's got three jerseys surrounding her, so she'll give it to Isla to settle back down. Down to 7:20 remaining, a 9-2 lead. Shot off glass, no good, and a timeout. And an appreciative hand from this crowd here. We are in Hartsdale, New York. .717 remaining, 9-2. Bourne Leaders on top. So off the timeout, and a good chance for everyone to grab some water. Coaches coaching, girls are all listening. High fives all around. For born leaders, they have no bench. Oh, there are benches for them to sit on when they take a timeout, but they have five players. That's it. Now Boomslang returns to the floor. The white with the darker blue letters and numbers, but the lighter blue accents. Nice combination. It's Born Leaders basketball. They'll take it between the circles. Driving along the right side, working around, thrown up underneath, no good. Thought maybe Isla came away with that loose ball, and she did. So she drives into the front court from left to right, trailing 9-2. Boomslang in need of points with 6:50 remaining. Out to the left side, lobbed there. Shot up, no good from the left side by Molly. Isla got it back, got a hand on it, and now Born Leaders, they wrap their arms around it, and they'll take it with 6:38 remaining. Down along the right side, sent back out, Born Leaders, a deep shot, no good. Isla waiting on the rebound. So they'll bring it with 6:24 remaining. Across the timeline, looking right, it goes to Nelly. Nelly throws it up. That's off the back iron, no good. Bounces around, sits there with Olivia. She gets it back. Spins to Molly on the left side. In and out, no good. It just will not fall right now. So the rim's not being friendly to the young ladies from Boomslang as it goes to the other end. At the other end, this off the mark from Born Leaders, and it goes out of bounds. 5:57 remaining. 9-2 the score. Isla will inbound to Zoe. And Zoe will walk it up. Pass was a little tall and it goes back, taken by Born Leaders. They have a 7-point lead. Down to the baseline, turning. Back to the left side, sent along the left side, sits there. The handoff and a deep try. Rattles around, no good. A second try for Born Leaders. That's off the mark. They're hitting the rims, it's just not falling. So right now the rim's unfriendly to everyone. As Olivia tried to cycle through three, and a jump ball is whistled. Again, the winner plays later today. Championship activity at 4 o'clock. And the last I knew, you'd be driving up the Taconic Parkway to Yorktown Heights. A missed try by Born Leaders. As it comes down and out to the right side, heading down to the baseline, thrown up, no good. So Boomslang missing there, and it comes back with Born Leaders. Down to 4:27 remaining in a 7-point game. To the right side, Born Leaders. Hit off the side of the net, and play stops with 4:13 remaining. Isla will inbound for Boomslang. On the boom mic, the official broadcast home of the Boomslang Basketball Club. I'd love to call it the BBC, but that's already taken. Out it goes in the front court for Isla. And trying to set position, that's poked away. .345, clock continues to tick away, 9-2 the score. Turning, given off at the left elbow, rattled, no good. Isla the rebound, heads down to the baseline. And along the baseline, we'll get a jump ball. And Isla will inbound. Quick inbound was stolen. And Born Leaders will bring it. In the green, white, and pink, they go between the circles. And the turnover snagged by Isla. Up top it goes. Lob down. Zoe able to get it back, and now it goes to Bourne Leaders. They look to run with 2:49 remaining. The shot thrown up, that was no good on the left side. And resetting is Zoe. Brings it across, goes right side, turns, back out Isla. Tries to control it. Hands all over, swatted away, but it goes to Bourne Leaders. They get a quick outlet and across to the left side in a 9-2 game with 2:20 remaining, and we'll get a whistle. As play resumes, it's underneath. Taken along the left wing and settled down there. They blew the whistle, so the inbound will come from underneath the Bourne Leaders basket with 1:56 remaining. They stop the clock. 9-2 the score. Bourne Leaders in control as this goes up. A second try underneath, no good. And retrieved by Boomslang. A minute 45 remaining. Turning and shooting. Off the back iron, no good. Off the try by Nelly. Down to the final 90 seconds and a 9-2 advantage for Bourne Leaders. Sitting out on the wing. Deep ball coming from the right wing, no good. Underneath, and again, grabbing that ball, and play stops. Valerie able to get the jump ball, 9-2 the score. So it's brought in to Zoe, she has the two. Through the fingertips of Isla, turned over and taken back by Bourne Leaders. Under one remaining. Along the left side, here's a deep shot that's off the mark. Reset once again with an offensive board from the elbow on the right side. That's no good. Another try. That's no good as well. So Bourne Leaders getting the loose balls and just trying to see if they can get one to fall now. Battling for it is Zoe. She gets it for Boomslang with 22 remaining. Ahead it goes, turned right back. Bourne Leaders comes away with it. 15 remaining, down to the baseline and out of bounds. 11 seconds on the clock, 9-2 the score. And it comes underneath. Reset. Thrown up, that'll fall right at the horn. And it looks like 12-2, the magic number. And they'll make it 11-2. So not meant to be today for Boomslang. Played tough, played physical. Did a good job of getting whatever loose ball they could. Shots just weren't falling, and sometimes the rims aren't going to go their way. So they dropped this one by a score of 11-2. And for Bourne Leaders, they move into that tournament championship game up in Yorktown Heights later today at 4 o'clock. So we'll let you know when our next broadcast will be with Boomslang. We had fun doing this one today, and hopefully down the road we will bring you some more. If everyone liked it, then we'll hopefully be back as we try to get to know everything and settle in and enjoy this experience. But it was fun to be a part of it, and we look forward to joining you again. Again, 11-2, the final score. And that'll do it from here in Hartsdale, New York. Final score once again, Bourne Leaders 11 and Boomslang Basketball Club 2. We look forward to joining you again in the future. We'll be back on Robcasting most likely tomorrow with plenty of talk going on, doubleheader and Poughkeepsie Nissan Monday Night Sports, and football next weekend, of course, with Greenwich and Brunswick in action, and maybe more. For everybody here in Hartsdale, New York, I'm Rob Adams saying so long. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club on the Boom Mic and here on Robcasting Radio. From Lower Westchester County, enjoy your Sunday, everyone. Happy Halloween tomorrow. Have a good day. So long. Powered by Robcasting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter at Robcasting Radio. Thank you for listening.